Welcome, athletes. Let's talk about the power of hill training. Hill running is one of the most effective, yet underutilized, training tools available to runners at every level. While many of you instinctively avoid inclines due to mental blocks or old misconceptions, the science is clear. Hill training significantly boosts your performance, cardiovascular health, and injury resilience. This isn't just for elites. Hill workouts provide a comprehensive full-body session that builds lean, efficient muscle and creates what we call free speed, making flat ground running feel easier and more efficient. Let's break down the performance and physiological gains. Running uphill creates unique physiological adaptations that flat terrain simply cannot match. Research published in the International Journal of Sports Physiology and Performance demonstrates that high-intensity uphill intervals can improve your 5 km times by 2% in just 6 weeks. Hill training is a potent driver of cardiovascular improvement. It significantly boosts your VO2 max, which is your body's capacity to utilize oxygen during intense exercise. This is particularly valuable as we age. While inactive individuals lose about 10% of their aerobic capacity per decade after age 30, regular hill runners can cut that decline to just 5%. The incline forces the heart to work harder, rapidly elevating heart rates from 120 to 180 beats per minute and increasing the volume of blood pumped with each beat. Furthermore, hills act as natural strength training. The incline requires your body to fight gravity, fully engaging the glutes, hamstrings, calves, quadriceps, hip flexors, abdominals, and even your arms. Steeper hills, specifically those with a grade of 7% or higher, are particularly effective for developing top speed and strength endurance by forcing more muscle fibers to work in coordination. Now, let's address injury prevention and biomechanics. Contrary to the belief that hills increase injury risk, uphill running is biomechanically safer than flat or downhill running. The incline naturally forces a shorter stride, which drastically reduces the impact force of each footfall. Research indicates that running on a 7% grade cuts knee joint forces by 46% compared to running on flat ground. This shifts stress away from vulnerable areas like the shins and knees and onto larger, more resilient muscle groups that are better equipped to handle the load. A 12-week study comparing hill and flat training found no increase in injury rates among hill-trained runners. In fact, the combination of reduced impact forces and strengthened stabilizing muscles lowers the risk of common ailments like shin splints and stress fractures. Hills also automatically refine your running mechanics. The slope forces runners to drive their knees higher, maintain an upright chest, and prevent overstriding. This naturally increases cadence by 5 to 10 steps per minute, fostering a quicker, more efficient stride that translates directly to improved form on flat courses. Beyond physical gains, hill training builds profound mental resilience. Tackling inclines teaches runners to adapt to discomfort and recover effectively, a psychological toughness that provides a critical edge on race day. Metabolically, high-intensity hill repeats are highly efficient for weight management. These workouts trigger an afterburn effect, keeping your metabolism elevated and burning calories for up to 48 hours post-exercise, with studies indicating a specific targeting of abdominal fat. So, how do we implement this? To maximize benefits and minimize risk, hill training requires a strategic approach. First, choose the right hill. The ideal training hill has a moderate grade of 5 to 10%. Beginners should start with gentler slopes of 3 to 7%, while experienced runners can use 8 to 12% inclines to develop power. The hill should take at least 30 seconds to climb. Runners in flat areas can utilize treadmills for precise gradient control. Next, frequency. Most runners should incorporate hill sessions once a week. Beginners should establish several months of base running before adding dedicated hill work. Advanced runners can handle hills twice weekly. Progression should be gradual. Increase either the length or the quantity of repetitions, but never both at the same time to avoid burnout. Quality of form always takes precedence over speed. For sample workouts, always begin with a 10 to 15 minute warm-up. A beginner-friendly session might include short 10, 15, and 20 second uphill efforts with walking recovery. A slightly more advanced option involves 4 to 5 60-second repeats at a moderate effort on a 4% grade, with 2 minutes of recovery between each. Let's review the critical takeaways. Hill training offers unmatched benefits for the time invested. It strengthens key muscle groups, improves cardiovascular efficiency, refines running posture, and protects joints from impact stress. By embracing hills rather than avoiding them, runners can unlock faster race times, prevent injuries, and build the mental fortitude necessary for long-term success. The next incline on your route is not an obstacle, but a powerful opportunity to elevate your running.